Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us for a time of intercessory prayer with the Prophetic Intercessors Network. If you give us a few moments, our call will start in a moment. Again, we thank you so much for connecting with us this morning for a time of intercessory prayer. As we are waiting to begin, if you have any prayer requests, please feel free. Again, as we are waiting this morning, if you have any prayer requests, please feel free to share your prayer requests at this time.
Amen. Hello. This is Greg from Pennsylvania.
Praise the
Lord.
How are you? I am well.
Amen. I've been trying to... really, I guess, rehabilitate myself in every way, you know, spiritually, mentally, every, you know, prayer, all this kind of stuff. And what I would like prayer for is a disciplined routine. You know, I need to know, like, how much of what. It seems like sometimes I find something I need to do and I just go way too overboard with it and I neglect other stuff, or I need balance. And, you know, right now I'm working through a lot of stretches and trying to rehab my back. And today it was easier to get up. It was quicker to get the aches and pains out if I walk and stretch. So I'm just praying that God would do all those things, you know, for a full restoration.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Certainly we will lift that petition up before the Lord on this morning. Thank you so much for joining us from Pennsylvania. We bless the Lord for any time that we can connect even across the states and go before the Lord in prayer. So bless you again, and we will certainly lift that petition up, and we will get started in just a moment. Are there any other prayer requests this morning before we begin this time of intercessory prayer? Praise the Lord. We're going to ask Shauna to open us up this morning, and then I will follow Shauna this morning during the time of prayer. Thank you.
Father God, we bless your name. God, we give you glory. We thank you for this day that you've given to us, oh God. For this is the day that you've given to us, oh God, and we choose, Father, to rejoice and be glad in it. God, we boast on your goodness, oh God. We magnify your name, oh God, because your name is great. Your name is awesome. Your name, Jesus, is above every other name. Every demon in hell, every knee shall bow, oh God. God, every knee in heaven, oh God, every... oh God, God, even every knee under the earth, oh God, we bow to your sovereignty, oh God, and we acknowledge that you are Lord, oh God. We rise on this morning, oh God, declaring, oh God, we declare your glory, oh God. We rise on this morning, oh God, saying good morning to you, Jesus. God, we just thank you for this time that you've allowed us to come to you, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for the time, oh God, that we can spend with you, oh God, to offer up supplication and intercession, oh God. God, we thank you that you will receive our prayers, oh God. If there's anything that will hinder our prayers from reaching the heavens, God, we pray that you would bring us, oh God. It's our desire, oh God, that every time we come before you, oh God, that we're found worthy, oh God, to be in your presence, oh God. God, so it's our desire, oh God, that we be found in the center of your will, oh God. So yes, reveal those things that are not of you, oh God. Reveal those things on the inside of us, oh God, that does not glorify your name, oh God. God, for we want our lives to be a living testimony of the love that you've shown to us, oh God. God, teach us, oh God, how to walk in your presence, oh God. Teach us how to be more like you, Jesus. Teach us, oh God, even how to pray, oh God. Teach us, oh God, that when we come before you, oh God, that we're coming into a holy place, oh God. God, so when we come before you, oh God, God, let us be found worthy, oh God, so you can hear from us, oh God. Receive our prayers, oh God. God, even receive our prayers as an act of worship unto you, oh God, in
the name of Jesus, oh God. God, and when we come before you, let our worship, Jesus, let it be a sweet smelling savor unto your nostrils, oh God. God, even as we come before you this morning in prayer, oh God, we come, oh God, activating our faith, oh God, because we know, oh God, that you are greater, oh God. God, that you are sovereign, oh God, that you are Lord over every situation, oh God. Everything we need, oh God, we can find it in you, oh God. God, because you are Alpha and the Omega, oh God. God, and you're everything in between, oh God. God, you've already ordered our footsteps, oh God. We know, oh God, that you are bigger, oh God, and you are greater, oh God, and there is none other like you, oh God. There will never be another God that will come before you, and there will never be another God that will come after you, oh God. God, you are the first and the last, oh God. God, everything we need, oh God, from the rising of the sun, oh God, to the going of the same, oh God, your name is, oh God, and greatly to be praised, oh God. We come before you, oh God, with a spirit of humility, oh God. We come before you, oh God, this morning with a heart of gratitude, oh God. We're grateful, oh God, for even the opportunity to come before you, God. We don't take it for granted, oh God, knowing that you gave your son life as a ransom just for this opportunity, oh God. So as we come before you, oh God, we lay aside every care, oh God. We lay aside our pride, oh God. We come before you with a spirit of humility, oh God. We come to you, oh God, knowing that you are Abba Father, oh God, and that you will withhold no good thing, oh God. So we come before you, oh God, just to tell you that we love you, Lord. Just to tell you, oh God. God, you are the bread of life and the life of men, oh God. You're everything we need, oh God. In the name of Jesus, you're everything that we could ever hope for, oh God. God, it's in your presence. Peace, oh God, it's in your presence, Father, oh God, where we can find everything that we need, oh God, even direction and strategy, oh God. God, where we're tossed fruit to and fro with the cares of life, oh God, when our emotions, oh God, are turned upside down, oh God, it's in your presence. It's during this time, oh God, that we can come before you, oh God, and lean on your goodness, oh God. We thank you, oh God, and we don't take it for granted, oh God, so for no other reason. Before, oh God, we even offer up supplication, we just want to say thank you, God. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for your faithfulness, oh God. Thank you for being a deliverer, oh God. Thank you, oh God, even for being attentive to our prayers, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we pray, oh God, that your presence be manifested on this line, oh God. God, that you hear everybody's prayer requests, oh God. God, even those that have not been spoken, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, and even, oh God, as we pray before you, oh God, even the ones, oh God, that are not praying out loud, oh God. God, as they pray in their hearts, oh God, as they pray through their minds, oh God. God, hear their emotions, oh God. Hear their cries, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray that you would show yourself strong and mighty in every situation, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you will bring greater revelation, oh God, of your awesomeness, oh God, and of your deity, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We come before you, oh God, knowing, oh God, that you are everything, oh God, and that you can deliver, oh God. God, we pray for those who are brokenhearted, oh God. We pray for those, oh God, who have lost, oh God. We pray for those, oh God, who are grieving, oh God, who have had disappointment, oh God, trying to make it, oh God, even in the midst of their current situations, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you would strengthen them, oh God, that you would encourage them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Whatever the disappointment is, oh God, cause them to recognize, oh God, that you are greater, oh God, that you are bigger than any situation, oh God, that you're bigger than anything, oh God, that they could ever go through, oh God. God, we know, oh God, that you have the final say-so over our lives, oh God. God, and nothing happens, oh God, unless, oh God, you grant permission, oh God. So even in the midst of our situations, oh God, we thank you, oh God, for trusting us, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for increasing our faith, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for even bringing revelations, oh God, to the different characters of you, oh God. God, if we never got sick, we wouldn't know you as a healer, oh God. God, if we never had financial loss, oh God, we wouldn't know you as Jehovah Jireh, oh God. God, even when we go through even our emotions, oh God, and go through disappointments, oh God, and even the vicissitudes of life, oh God. God, when you meet us, oh God, right where we are, oh God, now we begin to know you as a friend, oh God, closer than any brother, oh God. And even when our mothers and our fathers would forsake us, oh God, God, there you are in the midst, oh God. So we thank you, oh God, for your keeping power, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for sustaining us, oh God, even in the midst of, oh God. God, even when this world, oh God, would throw things at us, oh God, even when the world would say that there is no reason to hope, oh God, even when the world, oh God, would say that there is no reason to have faith, oh God, we stand strong, oh God, on your word, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We stand firm, oh God, on the promises, oh God, that you've given to each and every one of us, oh God. Knowing, oh God, that your word shall not return void, oh God, God, but instead, oh God, you will watch over it, oh God, and make sure, oh God, that it performs, oh God, that it does that thing, oh God, that you sent it to, oh God. So we thank you, oh God, for your promises, oh God, for your promises are true, oh God, for your promises, oh God, are amen, oh God, for it is so, oh God. Your promise, oh God, to restore, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, and even not for just restoration, oh God, we thank you, oh God, that you will give the increase, oh God, above and beyond our wildest expectations, oh God. God, your promises, oh God, that you will save our loved ones, oh God, those that are lost, oh God, those that have not come into the knowledge of truth, oh God, those that have turned their backs against you, oh God. We know, oh God, because you said that you would do it, oh God, that you will deliver, oh God. God, and that we know that it's your desire, oh God, that each and every one of us, oh God, come into salvation, oh God, that each and every one of us, oh God, begins to experience the height and the depth and the width of your love, oh God. We declare your love over your love, God, over this nation, oh God. We declare your love, oh God, even over our families, oh God, over our children and over our marriages, oh God, knowing, oh God, that your love, oh God, that by your love, oh God, that anything can happen, oh God. We thank you for your love, oh God. God, for we know, oh God, that it's because of your love, oh God, that you can reach the lowest hell, oh God. God, and if you saved us, oh God, you can do it for our loved ones, oh God. You can do it for our brothers and our sisters, oh God. In the name of Jesus, our co-workers, our children, oh God, we call them out before you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, it's our desire, oh God, that all men, oh God, will begin to declare your glory and bless your name, oh God, that each and every one of us, oh God, will begin to experience the fullness, oh God, of your love, oh God. So we declare, oh God, that you release, oh God, your love, oh God, in the earth, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, and even as you release love, oh God, we pray, oh God, that you will pour out your spirit upon us, oh God. God, can be the very evidence of your love, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, have your way in our families, oh God. Have your way, oh God, even in our churches, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that the church, oh God, has begun to take its place, oh God. God, in our communities, oh God. God, even in the political arena, oh God. God, even as you grant, oh God, those who have the desires, oh God, to go into commerce and do those things, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for Christian leaders, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for entrepreneurs, oh God, who have a heart and a passion and a thirst, oh God, to do your will, oh God. God, that they be led, oh God, by your will, oh God, and not their own agenda, oh God. God, and even for these individuals, oh God, our leaders, oh God, our entrepreneurs, oh God. God, even our servants, oh God, in the house of God. We pray for Holy Ghost boldness, oh God. God, when they're in situations, oh God, that don't glorify you, God. When they have to make a decision, oh God, to choose your will versus the will of man, oh God, that they stand firm on your word, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, knowing, oh God, that your will, oh God, is greater, oh God, than the will, oh God, and our own desires or anything that we could ever imagine, oh God. God, so we rest in your will, oh God. We rest in your peace, oh God. We rest in your faithfulness, oh God, and we give you glory, oh God, because you're worthy, Father. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We honor you this morning, oh God. God, we give your name the honor and the glory and the praise, oh God, for all the honor belongs to you, oh God. And, oh God, we come before you this morning just lifting you up, glorifying you, God, magnifying you, God, for who you are this morning, oh God. Oh, God, our soul makes her boast in you, oh, God. For in you, God, do we live, move, and have our very being, oh, God. God, we just thank you this morning, oh, God, for waking us up this morning with our right minds, oh, God. God, we thank you this morning, oh, God, for watching over us, God, throughout the night, oh, God, not allowing the robber or the thief to come in, oh, God. God, we thank you for waking us up this morning, oh, God, with the use of every limb, oh, God. God, we thank you, oh, God, this morning, oh, God, for waking us up with the mind, God, to serve you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for this time, God, of corporate prayer, oh, God. God, for you said, if you be lifted up, you will draw all men unto you, oh, God. Oh, God, and we lift you up this morning, oh, God. God, asking you to draw, God, in the name of Jesus, asking you to draw, God. God, draw our family members, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, draw our unsaved loved ones, oh God, our family, our friends, oh God, draw them unto you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we ask God that you draw, God, our government, God, draw them unto you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, you're high and lifted up on this line this morning, oh God. And God, we ask, oh God, God, that you grant every prayer request, God, those spoken and unspoken, oh God. God, only things that you know, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we're asking you this morning, oh God, to heal and deliver and set free, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we're asking this morning, oh God, oh God, that you let your Shekinah glory rest and rule on this line, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we pray right now, oh God, for the sick, God, in the name of Jesus. God, some are racking in their body with pain this morning, oh God. But we thank you in advance for healing, oh God. For it was already done, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for healing in their minds this morning, oh God. God, some are tormented in their minds, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we pray right now, oh God, God, that their minds will be transformed, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray right now, oh, God. God, that you will touch their hearts this morning, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, transform their hearts, God, from a heart of stone, God, to a heart of flesh, oh, God, so that they will hide your word in it, oh, God, that they may not sin against your word, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And, God, we pray, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you will heal emotions this morning, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, some are struggling in their emotions, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, give them a settlement in their spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, give them a
peace, oh God, in the name of Jesus, a peace that surpasses all understanding, oh God. God, wrap them in your love, oh God. Let them know, God, that you love them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, you love them today, yesterday, and forevermore, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we come against every spirit, God, that comes to torment their mind, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we send it back under the feet of Jesus. And we plead the blood over their minds, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God, we thank you, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, for keeping their minds, oh God, in perfect peace, oh God, as they keep their minds stayed on you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray right now, God, for the bereaved families everywhere, God. God, in the name of Jesus, God, give them a peace, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, a peace, God, that surpasses all understanding, oh, God. Oh, God, give them peace, God, during their bereavement season, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and we pray, oh, God, for the school campuses everywhere, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, be a hedge of protection, God, on the college campuses, oh, God. On the school campuses, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we pray, God, that there will be a peace, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, we pray, God, that you will protect the schools, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we come against the spirit of murder, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we send it back under the feet of Jesus. God, we plead the blood over every campus, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and we pray, oh, God, for marriages, oh, God. Oh, God, that three-strand cord that's not easily broken, oh, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you will bind marriages, God, to you like never before, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, bind them together according to your word, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, keep them covered under your blood, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, as they walk in your word, oh, God, to do ministry together, oh, God. God, let there be peace, God, unity, God, one accordness, oh, God. Let there be no lack, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, even as they minister out to your people, oh, God, help them to minister to each other, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and we come against the hand of the enemy, oh, God, with division and strife, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for your body, God. Oh, God, for your church, God, your ecclesia, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, let your glory, God, rest in the houses, God. Oh, God, even as we celebrate Pentecost on tomorrow, oh, God. Oh, God, have your way, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, let there be a refilling, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, have your way tomorrow, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, in every house, God, across the world, God, have your way, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, let your Shekinah glory rest, God. Hallelujah. God, let there be a refilling, oh God, on tomorrow, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, let there be a filling, God, of your Holy Spirit, God, upon your people, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, healing, deliverance, only you can, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, send your words on tomorrow, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, that will set the captives free, oh God. God, that will heal and deliver, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, open blinded eyes on tomorrow, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, call deaf ears to pop open, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, call minds to be delivered, oh God. In the name of Jesus, and God, we pray right now, oh God, that you will have your way, oh God. Oh God, over every minstrel on tomorrow, oh God. Oh God, that they will minister unto you like never before, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, have your way in their lives, oh, God. God, every distraction, oh, God, we come against it right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, every spirit of division. division, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, move by your power on tomorrow, oh God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we're expecting signs, miracles, and wonders, oh God, to manifest, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, have your way, oh God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, on tomorrow, oh God. Oh, God, put in the new anointing, God. Anoint them afresh on tomorrow, oh God. Oh, God, every person, God, that will minister unto you, oh God, to your people on tomorrow, oh God. Anoint them afresh, oh God, from the crown of their head, oh God, to the soles of their feet, oh God. Oh, God, let them decrease that you increase, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, let them minister like never before, oh God. Oh, God, don't let them be the same, oh God. After tomorrow, oh God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, give them a hunger and a thirst after you and your righteousness, God, that only you can feel, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, move by your power, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and we'll forever give your name all the honor and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even as the scripture says, hallelujah, in the last days, I shall pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And so this morning, before we even go into the closing of prayer, I just want those of you that are on the line with us this morning just begin to open up your mouths and just begin to pray in your heavenly language. Hallelujah. Because we're believing, God, even on this weekend for a great outpour as we celebrate, hallelujah, the birth of the church, Pentecost Sunday. So those of you that are on the line this morning, before I even go into the close out, hallelujah, and we're believing God for a great pour out on tomorrow and every church. Hallelujah. I just want you to connect with me now and begin to pray in your heavenly language.
Glory, 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 glory Even as the script, and into his courts with praise, be thankful unto him and bless his name. God, we just bless you this morning, God, for this time of intercessory prayer. We bless you. We honor you, God. We come collectively before you, Father. We give your name the praise. We give your name the glory. We give your name the honor, God. We're thankful unto you, God. We thank you. Thankful for life. We're thankful, God, for everything that you have done. We thankful, God, for everything that you will do. We thankful, God, for your hand that is up upon us. We thank you, God, that your word declares that in the time of trouble, God, you will hide us. And so we thank you this morning, God, for being that pavilion, for being that secret place, for being that place, oh God, that we can run to. I got when the storms of life are raging. I got when the enemy is showing himself. For your word even declares that when the enemy comes in like a flood, that the spirit of the Lord shall raise up a standard against him. So I thank you on this morning for the standard that is being raised. I thank you, God, that you are raising a standard against our adversary. That you are raising a standard against that God that would dare to come against your anointed. For your word declares, God, that you are the saving strength of your anointed. God, you are our strength in the time of trouble. God, you are our shield. You are our shield and our buckler. And so, God, we lift our brother up this morning in Pennsylvania. We lift that man of God up this morning. And God, even as his desire, God, is to have a balanced and stable life and a consistent plan before you in discipline and in honor, Father. We thank you, oh God, I got that you began to release to him the strategy that he needs for his life and every area of his life. I got for you said, God, in your word that the preparation of the heart that is in man, but the answer is the Lord. And so, God, even as we, God, try to prepare, even when we try to strategize, God, we've got to wait on your answer. And God, you said in your word that we are to trust in you and not lean into our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge you and you will direct our path. And so, Father, he's trusting you today. Father, he's calling on your name. for clarity this morning. And so, Father, I thank you that you clarify his mind. I thank you, God, that you give him what he needs. I thank you, God, that every need in his life is met. I thank you, God, that you bless him indeed. Bless him, God, and enlarge the place of his tent. Bless him, God, in his spirit. Bless him in his body, God. Touch his body, touch his back. I, God, touch every ailment, God. Touch every issue in him, oh God. Oh God, let no part of him go untouched. Oh God, bless him indeed. Bless his spirit, God. I, God, strengthen him even the more. I, God, I thank you for supernatural strength. I thank you for a supernatural outpour. I thank you, God, that even as he inclines his ear to hear, oh God, that you'll give him revelation. For your word declares that the secret things belong unto the Lord. But those things that are revealed belong unto us. And unto our children. God, we thank you that it's for a perpetual generational blessing. And so, Father, I pray for revelation. God, that would unlock inheritance. God, for him and his seed. And his seed. God, for generations to follow. God, I declare it upon each and every one of us. This morning, that's under the sound of my voice. I got generational blessing. Father, release it over us. I got, even as we have positioned ourselves to do your will, even as we have positioned ourselves, oh God, to do your will, to do what you say, I got to align ourselves to come into divine alignment. I, God, I thank you right now, God, that your spirit gives us free course, and God, that it breaks up everything that's not like you. God, they want shut down on the most. I, God, I pray this morning, you are the diviner's rod. I, God, that you're the one that comes against that which is off, that which is not of you. I, God, when they consult spirits and mediums, God, when they consult those spirits that are not of you, I thank you on today. I, God, that you are the God that sits high, but you look low. I, God, that the eye of the Lord goes to and fro in the earth, seeing both the good and the evil. God, seeing those whose heart is perfect towards you. I thank you, God, God, that you can mark the perfect man. For your word declares that the end of that man is peace. I thank you, God, that you are marking your people. I thank you, Lord God, that you're coming against every wagging tongue. I thank you this morning, God, that every strategy, everything that comes, I, God, to block, God, even every prayer request that's not rooted in you. I, God, that was sifted up, God, for your people. I thank you, God, that even that shall be snatched down for every tongue that rise up against us. You've already condemned it unto judgment. And Father, I thank you this morning, I, God, that you'll teach us even to be careful in all things. Father, that's why we ask you, God, give us what to pray. I, God, teach us how to pray. I, God, give us what to say in an hour. I, God, a mass shooting. Give us what to pray in an hour. I, God, I, God, when there's a spirit of rage and anger, I, God, that's filling, God, our communities. God, teach your intercessors, oh, God, what to pray. Oh, God, fill our mouths. Your word declares that I give you a mouth and a wisdom that your adversary will not be able to gainsay or resist. Oh, God, we need the wisdom of God, even in a house of prayer. We need the wisdom of God in the house to intercede. Father, I pray for intercession that is instructed by the mouth of God in this hour. Father, that you would cover every teacher. God, even as we're coming to the closing of a school year, God, you see the breakout. You see the intent of the enemy. God, but Father, I thank you. Hey, God, Emando Hoshama, Yananamanshia. Ah, Emanshia, God, you see the conspiracy upon the children. Oh, God, Emando Shatamanshia, Ando Hoshama. I got that when we had come so close to the end of a school year, Ekomanshia, I got that the enemy was so intent, Ekomanshia, Ando Hoshama, and bringing destruction, Ekomanshia, Ando Hoshama. And so, Father, I pray now in the name of Jesus, Ekomanshia, I God, that your warring angels will be released, that you will begin to dispatch angels now. Oh, God, that will be assigned over every school, and they will sit in position, and that they will come against the spirit of murder, and that they will come against the spirit of bullying, and that they will come against the spirit of hatred and prejudice. I got every spirit of division, God, that comes to divide us as a people. I got Emando Hosha, that comes to divide us in humanity. Father, for we are all yours. And so, Father, I pray today that the blood will prevail in this hour. I God, that the justice that is released is the justice of God. Because although you are righteous, you are yet merciful. We need a merciful judge for our nation. God, we don't need your righteous indignation in this hour, for the word of the Lord declares, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Emando Hosha. And God, your word even declares, God, Emando Shatamanciando Randa Bahase, there is none righteous, no, not one. God, but we have become the righteousness of God only through Christ Jesus. And so, God, if you were to mark iniquity, who would be able to stand? And so we need the merciful judge. God, in this hour, Ekomanchia, God, that you only judge the seeing, God, and that you would eradicate us in this hour, oh God, of the sin that is in our nature. And God, Emando Shama, as you see the sin, you apply mercy to the vessel, and God, that you allow us to live. God, Emando Shama, Hekomansia, God, and that you'll cause us to repent, oh God, that you'll cause us to cry out as a people, God, for our shortcomings, that we'll cry out, God, for our failings, that we'll cry out, God, Emando Shama. Our Father, we pray today, our God, Emando Shatamanchiando Hoshama. Our God, for a nation that's in crisis, for a nation, oh God, Emando Hoshama, that is forsaken its God, for a nation that's gone after other gods, for a nation, our God, that's given into idolatry, for a nation that has abandoned the precepts and the laws, Ekomanchi, of the word of God, for a nation, Ekomanchi, that is taking pride in itself. Father, I pray for us. Hey, God, that you will arise and let every one of our enemies be scattered. That you will arise today. Arise, God. Our God, we're healing in your wings. Arise. Arise and heal this nation. Arise, O God. Our God. Our God, show your self. Show yourself in this hour. Oh, God, we're just leaning on you. Our God, we're depending on you. We're coming after our God. We're coming after our Savior. Oh, God, we're praying, God, because our world needs you. Our world needs our God. Oh, God, and we thank you, God, because we know that you are still here, because we're not utterly destroyed, because we not been removed from the face of the earth. Our God, so we know that you are still here with us. We know, oh God, and that's why this morning, God, we got to say thank you. We got to say thank you, God. We got to say thank you, Lord. Our God, because our eyes truly can see, oh God, the mess that we have made. Oh God, we made a mess of things. Oh God, we did things things we shouldn't have done. Oh, God, we said things we should not have said. But, Father, you have still granted us mercy, and you've allowed us, God, to survive. You've allowed us, Chiando Hoshama. Oh, God, eh, Shataman Shiha. Ah, God, Emando Hoshama. If we were under the law of the old God, we would have been prisoners of war as a nation to other nations. Our enemy would have long consumed us. God, Emando Shama, we would have been in exile. Ah, God, if you had not granted us mercy, we would be under the lordship of evil nations. But, Father, you still allow us to sit as a nation. God, independent, I am a Shekodalabaha Sando. Ah, God, you still allow us to sit as a free nation, and that within itself, God, is worthy of a praise. It's worthy of a praise because we're reminded when Israel, God, when Judah, oh God, Emando Shah defiled herself when she went whoring after other gods. Oh God, when your people in the days of old went, God, after other gods, God, you allowed them to come into captivity. You allowed Babylon, oh God, Emando Shah, I God, to bring them into bondage. And so, God, I thank you on today that we still, oh God, remain, oh God, as a nation that has a choice, that we're not brought under bondage. Oh God, we don't take it for granted. I thank you, God, that we can see our liberty, that we can see, oh God, that you have us positioned in a place, oh God, that we can still cry out to God. Oh God, and for that, we're grateful, and we exercise our right. Saints, I need you this morning to exercise your right to praise him, to exercise your right to give him glory, because you're still a part of a free nation. You're still a part of a nation that still has liberty to give God glory. And so I need you to open up your mouth this morning and give him your praise.
Hey, yes, God. Hallelujah. Glory, God. Oh God,
We thank you, God, that we can come to you on our own, God. We don't need the rocks to cry for us, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. You're worthy. Worthy of the praise and worthy of the glory. Thank you, dear God. Thank you for your mercies. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh,
God. Thank you. Thank you.
My God, and they're under the dictatorship, God of Assad, the monster. I got him.
Oh God, for that we are grateful today. We are grateful for that opportunity. We are grateful. That Jesus Christ is still Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. We've got to be grateful. Hallelujah. That no matter how much they wanted to prove it, to be a scam, to be a hoax, to be a lie, that they cannot disprove who he is. Because every day he's raising up new testimonies.
Yes, Lord.
They can't disprove him because of us. They cannot disprove who Jesus is because of your testimony, because you have experienced him, because you have encountered this Jesus.
Yes,
as Paul said, this same Jesus, I am
unsafe.
Thank you, Lord. Or as Peter said, this same Jesus. The same Jesus,
yes.
Hallelujah, as he stood up and declared, Hamando Hoshe, on the day of Pentecost, the same Jesus, Haya Manse, it is him, Eko Mansiando Hoshama, hallelujah, that gave us this language, that gave us this power, hallelujah. Hallelujah, it is this Jesus,
hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah, and
you,
we are his witnesses this day. We are even in the 21st century, we are still witnesses of that same outpour, of that same Holy Ghost. We are witnesses that he's still pouring out that same anointing.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
He's still releasing that power.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. He's still giving out an inheritance. He's still releasing it so they can't disprove it. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Yes, God. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord.
Because a witness
Thank
is
you,
being
Father.
Born every minute. Eko Manshia.
Yes, God.
Every minute a new testimony is being birthed. Higher, I say, of the Lordship and the existence of Jesus Christ. Every minute.
Yes.
Ayamansi, somewhere in the earth. Ayamansi, another witness is being birthed in the earth. Hallelujah, that Jesus exists. Hallelujah, somebody is being delivered from something. Somebody is being healed from something. Somebody,
thank you, God,
is able to give an account of God's true existence.
That
we serve a living God who hears prayers and answers prayers.
Yes,
thank you.
That is why it's so important to share your testimony. Hallelujah. And to share them when you prayed. Hayaman said, God answered.
Yes,
thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Because it is a constant reminder that Jesus does exist. Hayaman every time they want to make him equal to other gods, it is a constant reminder that when I pray, he answers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you. So share his testimony, saints. Tell your story. Tell of his delivering power. Tell of your encounter. Share with somebody what God did for you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
We honor you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, how we love.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, how we love.
His mercies are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness.
Thank you, Lord.
It's his faithfulness.
Yes, God.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Bless you, God. Bless you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
On Christ the solid rock I stand. All of the grounds are seeking sand. I am I dare not trust the sweetest frame. Holy leaning on Jesus' name. I am Ansi. Holy leaning.
Yes,
on Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I'm so glad I realize all of the ground is seeking sand. I'm so glad that he's revealed himself to me. But no man comes to the Father except he draw him. And no man knows the Father except to him to whom the Son has revealed. Hey, we couldn't even know him if he revealed himself to us. Hey, so we're now walking around blinded by the God of this world. Hey, he took our blinders off. Hey, Comancia. Thank you, Lord. He took your blinders off and you can see. Hallelujah. You can see what others can't see. For he's given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom. He calls you to know it.
Yes, oh, God, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. And you're the one, I am a sheep, that's able to hear his voice, for my sheep know my voice. You know him when you hear it.
Hallelujah.
My sheep know my voice.
Yes,
God. Thank you, Lord. And you know it, I am a because he allowed you to go by there.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Thank you.
He's marked us like he's like Paul said. I bear about the marks of Jesus in this body.
Yes, God, have mercy, Jesus.
Thank you.
I have been marked by him. Every experience that did not kill me, that I survived, that many did not escape, has been my marking. I have been marked by this Christ. I bear his mark.
Every
experience we've experienced, we did not like, but we survived it, and it has become our marking. We remain this day, having received our help from the Lord. We continue this day to be able to be a witness to those both great and small. Because God helped us. Hallelujah. He has helped you through. God has helped you through. He has been your Ebenezer. He has been your rock of help. He has helped you through every storm, through every test, through every trial, through every decision. even when you made the wrong decision. He still was your help. Because he did not allow our bad decisions or our wrong decisions to be our last decision. It wasn't the last decision.
Thank you.
Jesus.
Even though it may have been a wrong decision, God, I thank you that it wasn't my last decision.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Because I'm still here to make another one.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you,
Lord. And so I want to encourage somebody today, don't get stuck in the wrong decision that you made. Don't let that be the thing that ends you. Don't let it cripple you.
Hallelujah.
As if you cannot get up from there. Because the fact that you are still in the earth is a testimony that you can make another decision. You can decide something else.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. You still have a choice.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah. You still have breath in your body.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
So the wrong decision does not equate the last decision. Hallelujah. It's not the final decision. I am a say of your life.
Thank you, thank you.
Because you're still here. And so some of us just got to get up from the place of the decision that we regretted, that we didn't like, that did not bring the fruit that we expected. Get up from that place and recognize that God allowed you to live even through that, so that you can choose again, so that you can decide another day. And so we're grateful for life. We're grateful
for
opportunity.
Thank you, Lord.
Unfortunately, because we are human, every opportunity that's presented before us, we will not always make the right choices. Hallelujah. That's why we have got to trust in the Lord. And lean not into our own understanding and allow him to direct our path, because this flesh can fail us. The Bible even declares that the arms of flesh will fail you. But you have a hope in a God that cannot disappoint you. He cannot fail you. Your flesh can fail, but your God cannot.
Thank you, God.
And in him there is no failure.
Thank you, Lord.
So some of you this morning, whoever you are, you just got to forgive yourself. Shake the dust off yourself. Shake it off. And just move forward. Hallelujah. Get up from there. Arise from that place. Get up. Get up, and God doesn't want you just to get up. He wants you to leap up, because he wants you to see the strength that's in your legs. See the strength that's in your body to get up, because when you get up, you're going to get up with some strength. You're not going to get up weak, but you're going to get up with some strength, so that you can run. You got to run.
Thank you, Lord.
Press toward the mark.
Thank you.
Press in. Move forward towards him.
Thank you.
Move into the place of promise. Move into the place of purpose, my God. Hallelujah. As the Father showers you with his love, move into your place. Move into your position. For he has seated you in heavenly places. Sit in your seat. Sit in your place. Know you not that you shall judge angels. Sit in your place of authority. Sit in your place. Sit in your place of sonship. Know your identity in Christ. Know who he has called you to be.
Yes,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's given you the power and the ability to be called sons. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. Carriers of the name, inheritors of the promise. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Own your place in him.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, how I bless his name. Thank you, Lord. I'm so grateful that we have a place. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We have a place in him.
Thank you, God.
Glory, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We have a place in him. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus. My God.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus.
My Lord.
He's called me to a royal seat. Know your place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Shandai. Oh, Shebo Sayandai.
Thank you.
Ha, Yebo Sayandai.
Thank you, Lord.
Shandai, Yebo Sayandai.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
My Lord. Jesus, Jesus, Hayende, oh God, my Lord.
Jesus, my Lord.
Do it, God. Ah, Shabbai. Yes. Oh, Shabbat, Babusa. Hey, Shende, Mubababa, Sayanda, Ishanda, Ishanda, Oshemo, Sayanda, Ishende, Oshanda, Rosa, Hey, Shabbat,
My God.
Not by might, nor by power.
Oh, God, yes.
But by your Spirit, God.
Yeah, God.
Thank you.
My God. Hey, yende.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Hey, Shonda.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Oh, God. Hey, yende.
We yield to his Spirit.
Oh, God, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey, yende.
My God, we yield to his Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we yield.
Oh, Shabbat.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Shabbat.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
God. Hallelujah.
Oh, God, thank you.
Hey, thank you. Oh, God, Yanda, celebration.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, hallelujah. Glory, God. Hallelujah. Glory, God. Oh, Shanda. Yeah, God. Shanda. Yes, Lord. Yanda. Yes, God. Oh, yes, God. Shende. Oh, Yanda. Ishanda. Oh, yes, God. Shanda. Yeah, God. Thank you, Lord. Hayemosa. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, God.
Drink freely.
Thank you, Lord. Hayende. Oh, God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hayende. Oh, yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Thank you, God. Oh, yes, God.
Let God arise.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory, God.
Yanda
de Dios. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Rose of Sharon.
My God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, we can expect it.
Miracle worker.
We can expect, because not everybody understands.
Oh, God. Going through what some of us are going through, so they don't understand.
Oh, God.
The need,
oh God,
for an extra friend.
Oh, Shabba, Yes, God. Shanda. Oh, Shebo Sayanda. Hayebo Sayende.
Hayaman Shiando.
Oh, Shebo Sayanda. He Shanda. Hayababa Sayanda. Baba Sayanda.
Sometimes you got to break through the disciples. Ikomansi. And the disciples represent the students. They represent those who want to be taught. Ikomansi. Sometimes you got to break past just being taught and experienced, God. You got to become Bartimaeus and become the person who experiences this Jesus that you've learned about. I don't just want to be a student. But because life has dealt some situations, that learning of you is not enough anymore. I've got
my
to experience you. Ekoman,
oh, yes, Lord.
I've got to experience Jesus that is the healer. You've got to become
my God.
Hashebo
Sayanda. Oh, Father, Hayende. Yes, Lord.
I've learned of you. I've walked with you. You have been the rabbi. You have been the master teacher.
Oh, Shabba, Yandai, Ishende.
But with this
my God, Hashanda.
Jehovah Rapha.
Oh, Jesus. Yes. My Lord.
And thank to God, sometimes you got to break through the crowd. Sometimes
Father,
you got to allow your
God.
Place to do something in the atmosphere.
Jesus,
that
glory, God.
That it will give you the attention of Jehovah Rapha.
Following,
you're just going to experience
my God. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, glory. Hayanda.
You got to do something different to experience Jehovah Rapha.
Oh, God, yes.
You got to release a sound that says, I need a miracle. And I know that you can give it to me.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Hayanda, haya.
Glory. That knows that
Jesus Christ.
The miracle worker. There's a place in us that knows that he truly is Jehovah Jireh, the one that provides. There is a place in us that knows that he truly is Jehovah Tiskanu, our righteousness.
My
he truly
Lord.
Is Jehovah Mekadesh, the God that sanctifies. So when we're wrapped up and tied up in some things that feels like we cannot escape from, there's a place in us that cries out for deliverance because we know he is Jehovah Mekadesh. He can sanctify my vessel.
My God, my Lord,
You've got to release the sound
that
will break through the line of Jesus. And to information is not enough in this hour.
My God. Ha Shanda.
Information is good.
Oh God. Shebosa. Ha,
Shama.
Oh my God. Ha, Yende.
It is your experience.
Yeah.
That's
going to
carry you.
Yes, my God. Hey, Yemosa. Oh, Shemosa, Yandai.
In the times of testing.
Yes, Lord.
When the true existence of Jesus Christ is really tested.
Thank you.
Your experience is what's going to keep you.
Oh, my Lord.
Hallelujah, because we've not seen heresy like we're going to see.
Yes, my God.
Hallelujah. When he says there's coming a day when there are going to be those who are going to stand up and say, I am the Christ. Can you imagine? Jesus, what that day must look like when there are going to be those who are really going to be able to stand up and say, I am he. Jesus. What state must this world be in? Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Will we going to be able to be deceived at such a level?
My God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, by a false Christ. We're moving beyond false prophets. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and the scary thing is we can't even identify a false prophet. So if we can't identify a false prophet, God help us.
My God.
In the hour of a false Christ.
My Lord God.
We can't even discern when someone is standing before us declaring to be the prophet of the Lord. And they're not.
Help us, God.
When they present themselves as a false Christ, except you know God by the Spirit.
My Lord.
That's why he says, try every spirit by the Spirit. And you shall know them by the fruit that they bear.
Oh, my God. Lord.
I'm going to give you a clue. Ekomantia. Ekodalabasi. If they're preaching, Hayamanse, but they're not living, Ekomantia, you're going to know them by the fruit that they bear. Ekodalabasi.
Yes.
Because when they sold out John the Baptist, Ekodalabasi.
Ah, Shabbat.
So they cannot give you an excuse.
My God.
Because I kept John before Ekomasi. Holy Ghost was released. I kept John as my prophet. I sanctified him, Ekomasi. Even in the wilderness, Ekomasi. He had the one to prepare the way, Ekomasi. He was the one, Ekomasi and the Hosha, that carried my power, Ekomasi. Before the day of Pentecost.
My Lord,
I can mark my prophets. Ekodalabas.
Jesus.
My Lord. I can mark my prophets. And that's why you struggle so much because it seems like you can't get away with anything. Because he is marking you. You've got to have
the
strength. You've got to have some fruit that is your evidence. Your fruit is your evidence. So don't continue to struggle with the fact that you can't do what everybody else does. And just come under submission to who he is. Jesus, thank you, God.
Shanda.
For they shall know you by the fruit that you bear.
They will know you by your fruit. Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Lord. And we give him glory for it this morning. Thank you, Lord. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Hallelujah. God is not mocked. I don't care how much they want you to think he is. God is not mocked.
My Lord. Thank you, God.
Everything will soon break off.
My Lord. Yes, God.
Whatsoever. Seed a man soweth.
Glory.
That shall he also reap.
Thank you, God.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Thank you, Lord.
So watch.
Jesus.
Both by prayer and supplication. Hayamansi. Watch therefore, saints. Pay attention. Hallelujah, my God. Jesus, help me, Holy Ghost. Watch with all perseverance. Fasten your eyes, pay attention. Walk circumspectly. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
My Lord.
I bless God.
Ah, God. Hallelujah. Glory, God.
That he won't let me be snared up and roped up by the deception of the enemy. Even again, if I make a wrong choice, I'm so glad it's not the last choice. Hallelujah. Because he's still the God that removes the scales from your eyes.
My Lord.
Thank you, God. What a mighty God we serve, saints. A mighty God. Hallelujah. We bless him this morning. Hallelujah. I'm trying to move forward. Hallelujah. But for whatever reason, God's releasing instructions to his disciples, to those called out ones. Hallelujah. He's releasing into you the ability to distinguish and to see and to mark, because you need it in this hour. You need to be able to see. You need to be able to know what stands before you. What am I hearing? Who is this? What is this? Where is this coming from? You need to know. And so God released this. But there is a release that's coming into your spirit this morning. There is an impartation. And so don't be concerned when things start disturbing you in your spirit. Because it is the spirit of God that's releasing an impartation in your spirit. Because you've got to be able to discern and to judge and to weigh. We've been allowing flesh to lead us.
My God.
Thank you, Lord. When our spirit should be leading us, the spirit of God should be leading. We're allowing reasoning. We reason within ourselves. And just like those two who walk with Jesus, when you reason within yourself, you'll miss him, even though he's right in front of you. When the two walk with God, he was walking. Hallelujah with them. And as they were reasoning within themselves, they were walking with God and didn't even see him reasoning. Your intellect, your mind, your natural mind. The Bible says the natural mind is an enemy to the spirit of God.
My God.
Don't let reasoning prevent you from seeing God. Hey, Emosa,
Yanda, Hishanda.
Ekona naman,
Siyanda. Hey, Yende, O Shanda, Ishanda. O Yanda.
Hallelujah.
Ah, Shabbat, my Lord. Hayende. Oh, God. Hayanda.
Have mercy on us. Hayaman.
Hey, Emosa, Yanda, Ishanda. Oh.
But God, sanctify us through that truth. Hallelujah. My God, isn't it something that he said? He had already said, those that you have given to me, he said to the Father, those that you have given to me, I have kept. But then he turns around because he knows he's going to have to leave them. He said to the Father, sanctify them through that truth. Separate them. Because they're going to be left in the earth. And the only thing that's going to separate them and keep them is your truth. So sanctify them through the truth. Keep them separate from everything from the ills of this day. Keep them from their own reasoning. Keep them from the intellect of men. Keep them from the doctrines of men and the doctrines of devils by sanctifying them through the truth, by separating them through the truth, by
allowing
the truth of your word to distinguish them in an hour when there shall be great deception, God, sanctify you.
My God,
keep yours, God, through the truth.
Jesus, my Lord.
And that's why you love truth. Even if it makes you go home and cry in secret, you love truth because you're being sanctified by you can't resist it, even when it has your name on it, even when it's dealing with your stuff. There is a love on the inside of you for truth because it sanctifies you, because it marks you, because it separates your life. It says that I am his because I love the truth, because the truth separates me. Hallelujah. And his truth is making us free. Freeing us more and more every time we embrace it. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, what went she out to see? I keep hearing that in my spirit. When they were looking for John the Baptist, what did you go out to see? Even for those who may call on our line, what did you call here to see? Oh, because there is a distinction in the sound that's on this call. There is a different sound that Oh, we bless him. Thank you, Lord. We bless his name.
So, saints of God, if I say nothing else for you to remember, embrace your difference. Embrace your difference. Embrace your uniqueness. He made you different, yes. Embrace it. Embrace everything about yourself that God put in you. I am a Father. Because purpose is tied to it. Purpose is tied to it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. As we're preparing to go ahead and close this call, and I want to invite those of you, I will be starting a series on the war on faith. Because May 28th was my initial date, but yet it's Memorial Day, I may actually change it to the month of June. But those who are interested, because it would also, even though I'll be at a physical location, it will also be accessible online. So I will be teaching that series also online. Please send me an inbox via via Facebook. Send me an inbox. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Send me an inbox message if you want to be a part of that so that we can contact you. It will be an interactive Bible study on the war on faith, looking at faith in the 21st century church. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And the war that has been released so that we can be prepared and suited and dressed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To not become prisoners of war in this hour. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That the enemy will not bring us into bondage because we have been equipped. Our eyes are open. We know him when we see him. And so together, those who will join, send a private message on Facebook, or if you want to just comment, that's fine, for me to connect with you so that we can invite you to study with us, and we're going to be sharing and talking amongst each other and really looking at the scripture and looking at the condition of our nation. So it's going to be a healthy discussion, but we're going to help each other. Hallelujah. For we are body fitly joined together. I got a piece, you got a piece. Hallelujah. And so even as we sit and share in the scripture and allow the word of God to be unfolded before our very eyes so that we can walk in the fear and in the admonition of the Lord. I invite those of you who desire to be a part of that to go ahead and inbox. And again, we will have both a physical location, but also it will be accessible online for those who are out of state. Praise the Lord. So we thank you again for joining us this morning for this time of intercessory prayer. You have been praying with the Prophetic Intercessors Network. Thank you, Lord. PIN in short. Praise the Lord. We are PIN, the Prophetic Intercessors Network, a network of intercessors that are across the world. We believe God is going to take this movement globally. And so we bless the Lord for the opportunity. We bless the Lord for the opportunity to share with you in prayer. We pray that the Lord has met each and every one of you. Hallelujah. This now concludes the time of our intercessory prayer. Go in peace, and God be with you.
And also with you.
Amen. God bless.
Amen.